Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at some vocabulary for a trip to the supermarket. It's not going to be food, fruit, vegetable, the things that you can get at the supermarket. I'm sure you studied this a while ago, but we'll be looking at some more complex vocabulary that we use when we visit the supermarket. So the first point I wanted to make was to look at a few expressions which students often mix up. So the three expressions I want to use is to do the shopping, to go shopping, and to do the weekly shop. There is a difference, especially between to go shopping and the others. To go shopping we can use for any type of shopping. We can go shopping for food, we can go shopping for clothes, we can go shopping for pretty much anything. If we say to do the shopping or to do the weekly shop, we are speaking specifically about getting groceries, getting your food from the supermarket. I often say to do the weekly shop because I go shopping every week, so it makes sense. But you could say, I need to do the shopping if you go to the supermarket, and also to go shopping. It's all fine. But if you want to go to buy some clothes, you should just say to go shopping. I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me recently at the supermarket. But before I do, I'm going to give you some vocabulary that I'm going to be using in this story. So maybe some of these words you already know, maybe some are new to you. Let's start with what you put your shopping in as you're walking around the supermarket. Well, you've got a choice. You can use a basket or a trolley. A basket is the smaller holder of your shopping, which you can carry around, whereas a trolley is the thing with wheels that you can push around the supermarket. This is more suitable, of course, if you have lots of shopping to buy. The next word is aisle. Aisle, A-I-S-L-E. And a supermarket, or a big supermarket, has lots and lots of aisles. And on each aisle, you will find various different things. It's like the little corridor that you walk down to buy, for example, tea and coffee. And then the next aisle will be your frozen goods. The next vocabulary is to stack the shelves. Stacking shelves. And this means, well, this is something which people that work at the supermarket do. It's when the shelf is quite empty or they need to add things to it. To stack the shelves. To put things onto the shelves. The next word is checkout or self-checkout. And this is where you pay. The self-checkout is where you can do it yourself. Really quite common these days, especially if you're not buying too much. Next is the word queue. Queue. Q-U-E-U-E. And this can be a verb, to queue for something, or it can be a noun. There is a long queue. And this is the line for something when you have to wait, for example, to pay for your shopping. You queue, or you are in a queue. And the person who scans all of your shopping is called the cashier. The cashier. They will scan it, and maybe in some supermarkets in some countries, maybe they will put it into the bag for you. Or certainly in England, in the majority of supermarkets that I've been to, you have to do it yourself. You have to put the shopping into the bags yourself. The cashier is sat next to the till, and you put your shopping on the conveyor belt. The conveyor belt is the thing that moves your shopping nearer to the cashier. And the final word is the plastic divider. And this is something which is really, really important, as you will discover shortly in my story, because this is used to separate your shopping from the shopping of someone else. It's important because then the cashier doesn't get confused between your shopping and someone else's shopping. This is actually what happened to me. So this is my story. Try to remember the vocabulary that I've just been speaking about. So I needed to do the weekly shop last week, so I drove to my local supermarket, parked my car, and went in. And when you go in, you have a choice between a basket, a small trolley, and a big trolley. Now, I needed a lot of stuff, so I chose a big trolley. I started in the fruit and vegetable section, getting everything I needed, such as bananas and potatoes and onions, and then moved on to the next aisle to get some pasta, milk, and a bag of sugar. After about 15 minutes, I had everything I needed. Well, I forgot about the strawberry jam, so I asked a member of staff who was stacking the shelves where I could find the jams, and he said aisle 5. So I went back, got my favourite strawberry jam. So I'd finished. So I went to the checkout. You have a choice there between the self-checkout and the normal checkout with a cashier, and because I had so much stuff, I decided on the normal checkout. Now there was a long queue, but thankfully I had plenty of time. As I got nearer the front of the queue, I placed my food down on the conveyor belt, but the person in front of me gave me a really dirty look. Had I done something wrong? I asked myself. He kept looking at me. I soon realized that I hadn't put the plastic divider between my shopping and his, so the cashier wouldn't have known which was my shopping and which was his shopping. I quickly placed the divider down and the guy stopped looking at me. I packed my shopping into my bags, paid for everything, and headed home. Once I got home, I started thinking about this situation, this man giving me dirty looks. And I thought to myself, actually, he should have put the plastic divider down, not me. It was his responsibility. Oh well, next time I'll make sure I separate my shopping from the other customers to avoid this awkward situation. Okay, so that's what happened to me at the supermarket. Have you ever had an uncomfortable or awkward encounter at the supermarket like I did? Maybe you can try to create your own story using the vocabulary that I have given you today. Okay, so that's all for this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, topics you would like me to talk about, then you can send me an email. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.